Hey guys, it's Miranda and Moore, also known as Eminem, and I am with a co-host, Joshua, and today we're going to be talking about Stranger Things Season 1, 2, and of course, my favorite, Season 3. Okay, so where do we even start for Stranger Things? First of all, it's a great show.
First of all, if you haven't seen it, don't listen to this because this is a major spoiler.
True. But it's a great show. I loved it. In the beginning, I saw a lot of, like, where Elle or Eleven was, like, when her nose was bleeding and she had, like, the Eggo waffles. And I was like, what the hell is this? And then I think once, like, Season 2 came out, I watched it and I was like, oh, this is good. What is this? But I liked it. Out of all the seasons, which season was your favorite?
I don't know, probably Season 3.
Season 3. I think it's a tie between Season 2 and Season 3. So, a recap. Season 1, basically, this girl, Elle, is in a lab at Hawkins. What is it? Hawkins something?
Somewhere.
And she escapes this lab and she has superpowers. And she uses her mind for it. I think it's not like telepathy, but
that's what it is,
telepathy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So she has those powers, and these four kids, it's Mike, Dustin,
Will,
and what's the other kid's name?
I know his real name in real life, it's Caleb. But I don't know his name in the show. There's actually a game of Stranger Things.
Oh, there is?
Yes, you can get it on the Play Store. This isn't sponsored, so if you can, it's a fun game. So
yeah,
you get it on iOS. And Android.
Can you just look up what his name is? I think his name is Caleb.
Yeah. No, not in the show, dumbass. That's the show's real name.
Well, what's his name then?
Hold on.
Mike.
Let me find out.
Dustin. Will.
How do we not know his name?
Mike. Dustin. Will.
Fucking.
Shit. Everyone listening to this is like, I know his name. It's this guy.
Fucking Lucas.
Lucas. My guy, Lucas. Alright, so it's Lucas, Mike, Dustin.
Dust. His mom calls him Dusty. Dusty Bad.
And Will. And basically, this monster gets this kid, Will, and it, like, takes him to the Upside Down, which is another, like, it's, like, their universe, but it's not. So, so he gets lost. So, basically, like, all of Season 1, they're trying to find him, and he's communicating with them from the Upside Down. Long story short, they find him, they get him back, he's fine, you know. Season 2, he has, like, these episodes where he goes back to the Upside Down. He's like, what do they call him? Like, a shadow walker. If you play D&D, you know, like, a shadow walker, where, like, he's on Earth, but in his mind, he's in, like, the other, that's what they called him, though.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Whatever. Anyway. But that's what happened. And then Season 3. Oh my god. Season 3. Season 2, we got introduced to a new character. Two new characters. Max and Billy.
Oh.
And Max is a girl. She's, you know, she's pretty. And everyone has a crush on her except for Mike and Will. So, Dustin and Lucas had a little crush on her. Elle went missing, and she's with Hopper. Hopper is the sheriff, and he treats her like a daughter. And then Season 3, A lot happens. I know I'm, like, skipping stuff and not going in full detail, but that's because, like, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I don't want to spoil too much, but season 3 was very sad. I cried. One of my favorite characters was Alexei, or Smirnoff. I just had a red slushy, so R.I.P. Smirnoff, my guy.
Cherry. No cherry, no deal.
No cherry, no deal. Words spoken by a great man.
Yikes.
But I liked season 3. I'm really excited for season 4. And I don't know when it's going to come out, but it better be soon.
I'm thinking Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I'm thinking Christmas, because it's going to take place.
Because, alright, here's a spoiler. In Stranger Things season 3, Hopper dies.
Yikes. Well, that's a big okay. spoiler, everyone.
So, Elle goes to live with Will and his family, the Byers. They move somewhere, no one knows, but Mike says that Joyce, Mrs. Byers, says that they could come on Thanksgiving or Christmas so they could all hang out. So I think season 4 will be sometime in 2021 or 2020, sometime in Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't know. Could be another time, like Halloween or some shit.
Could be tomorrow. We don't know.
Definitely not tomorrow.
But I'm really excited for season 4. But, or we do know in season 3 too, if you watch till the very end, that Russia, these Russian guys, have an American inside of a jail cell thingy bajigger.
A lot of people say it's Hopper. Other people say it's Dr. Brenner. If you don't know who Dr. Brenner is, it's the scientist that died, supposedly, in season 2. You know, he got attacked by...
he died in season 1. Supposedly, he got eaten.
Yeah, season 1, I guess. I don't fucking know. But then... nigga, get him
Rocket,
out of here.
Come here. Sorry, we got dogs here with us.
But, yeah... I remember my least favorite episode is when Elle goes to find her sister.
Oh my god.
And basically, they go to this guy's house who worked at the Hawkins lab, and they're going to kill him, and he tells them that Dr. Brenner is alive, and he's been in contact with Dr. Brenner since he supposedly died. So yeah, he could be alive, and we know he was working with the Russians because they know about the gate. Which, yeah, they couldn't have known about that unless they either had a spy or Dr. Brenner told them from them interrogating him. So, yeah, I think Dr. Brenner's the American.
I don't know how, I don't know who is who, but I do want to know why the Russians have a Demogorgon and they're feeding humans to it.
I think they're breeding the Demogorgons.
With... yeah.
Basically, I'm pretty sure season 4, I think that the Demogorgons will escape from that Russian facility and make their way back to Hawkins because, like, that shadow monster has some form of communicating with them and wants them to finish off and kill 11. I don't know. That's a wild theory that I just thought of.
Well, I heard a theory about, okay, another big spoiler, Billy. My man, Billy died. Ooh, I have mixed emotions about Billy. Season 3 is mainly about him, kind of, because you go into his mind and he, the shadow monster, like, was inside of him, controlling him and this and that. But, I honestly felt truly sorry for Billy when he got taken into that abandoned place. I felt the pain that he was in, and it was so sad and so real. He's a great actor. But, so Billy died, and one of the theories I was reading, or not reading, he said it himself, and I've seen people talk about it too, that... the Mind Flayer was inside of Billy, so when the Mind Flayer killed Billy, did it really kill him, or did it kill himself, the Mind Flayer, since it was in him? I honestly hope Billy's still alive in season 4, because, oh my god, like, that would be everything, because I miss Billy and his family and, you know, all that. But another good character is Steve. Steve's friend with all the kids. All the kids love him. Season 2 was a great season for Steve because he was, like, the mom of them.
He still is.
Oh, yeah.
He just really got beaten in season 3. I think season 2 was really a season about Steve. You know?
Yeah.
Like, how, like, he helped protect the kids. And season 3, he kind of did that, but he really just got his ass beat the whole season. He was just getting punched left and right. But he did win his first fight. And the guy, believe it or not, the guy was very strong, and he had a gun on him.
So. And he was Russian.
Yeah. Those Russians are crazy.
But, all in all, who's your favorite character in all 3 seasons, by far?
11.
11?
Because out of all 3 seasons, she manages to save everyone.
Ooh, that's true.
She loses her powers, though. But I think she's gonna regain her powers. Maybe somehow Hopper or Billy is going to be alive.
I hope.
It's either one of them. I don't think that they're both going to be alive.
It's one or the other.
I think maybe Billy could be alive and Hopper won't. But, okay, so what really is weird... on the last scene where, like, Hopper died, the Russians, like, when they died from the explosion, like, it showed, like, a pile of their bones.
Yeah.
And, like, flesh. But if you look, like, where Hopper was standing, there was nothing there. So maybe... maybe he jumped inside the other side, the portal to the other side.
Or maybe he just went down the ladder.
Yeah.
And then he just got taken from down
people
there.
People are saying that he went to inside the other side, the upside down. Of the, oh my god, I feel so stupid. That's from a different show, my bad. The upside down, yeah. He went in there and he found another portal out, but it led to a Russian facility. And apparently, like, they captured him, and that's the American that they're talking about.
Well, I also seen a lot of stuff where he went back in time, because there's a lot of Back to the Future references in Stranger Things. The movie, I guess Max, the Billy's sister, Maxine, Max, her skateboard, I guess, is the same one in Back to the Future that he has. So... we're gonna see if he's alive still. I hope he is.
Well, if... you know how Hopper wrote that note and then Elle read it at the end? There were some things that he said in there that, like, gave little hints off. I don't know.
Yeah, like, to keep the door 3 inches open.
And there is something that he was, like... he was talking about turning back the time or something... and I think that may hint at time travel. You never know, because the upside down, you know, no one knows about it. So maybe he could have time traveled.
I don't know. I just hope one of them's alive still. It was a great show. Like, props to the brothers called again? The Dutcher brothers?
The Duffer Brothers.
Duffer Brothers. I give them props because that's such a great show. There's so much emotion in it. Like, it was a lot. Like, you go through all 3 emotions in season 3 alone. Like, you got your humor, you got your freaking, your romantic side, you got your, what is it, humor, romance, you got your sadness. I cried. But yeah, you get everything. And props to all the actors as well too, because it was good. I loved it. They did film it in a real mall though, I seen.
Yeah, so. people were shopping as they were filming.
Yeah. But Yes, it was a great show. If you have not seen it, go watch it. If you have seen it, rewatch it, because why not? Right here,
in part of Hopper's letter, he says to turn back the clock, to make things back to how they were. So maybe, I don't know if that's reaching, but it could be hinting at time travel.
What if he turned back the time to season one and tried to stop the whole thing? Because they already knew. In the end, he knew that Will was on the other side, so what if he turned, like, what if they went back in time to before Will got taken? And he, like, beat up the Demogorgon. He's like, so attacking him. I don't know, but I think that concludes the podcast, I would say. I mean, we just talked about Stranger Things. And some of our theories. So if you guys have theories, what you guys can do is put them down below. I believe that there is a what is it called? Like a message where you can send messages if you do. I'll put in the description below how to do that. But what you can do, too, if you have theories and just want to talk about them, or if you have different topics that you want us to talk about, you can DM me. You can DM me on Instagram at Miranda_Hunt. That's MIRANDA_HUNTT, double T's in Hunt. So you can DM me your theories, anything that you want us to talk about more. And yeah, so that concludes for the podcast today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, it was short. We didn't really talk a lot about it, but just give you the gist of it and just what we thought. So, yeah. We will see you guys next week. Bye.